Blog Talk Radio.
Presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident Empowerment Coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on Life's Highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I believe God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we took a rich and empowering look at manifesting a vision with no money from Coach Adams' point of view. Here's a quick summary review of our acronym that was given on how to manifest. Manifest, move, acknowledge, never quit, invest your time, fight for it, envision the details, speak the vision, take the time to write out your vision, and organize your thoughts. You can, of course, get the fullness online at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, as we shape up to win, time to build. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. Coach Adams will share for about 40 minutes into our programming, into our broadcast today around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment, which we truly love. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in, to participate. Don't be shy. It's okay. It's a safe space here on Motivational Mondays. It's a safe zone. Before we jump into the richness of today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to the show to join in today's broadcast with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want to thank you in advance and give our heart gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. As we prepare to discuss It's Time to Build, I want to encourage you right where you are to get your notepads, your pens, your tablets, your iPads, have your laptops available, your desktops, whatever it is that you need to be able to capture the notes and the richness around today's subject, and that is, again, it's time to build. Building, simply put, refers to anything that is built or constructed. So when we're talking about building, we can be speaking of building one's life, building a business, building a vision, building a relationship. Building takes on a different point of view depending on that specific area in which you're looking to build or to construct. Before anything can be built, it is important to understand that there must be a clear vision outlined to what will be developed. And in an architectural arena, this vision is known as a blueprint. And a blueprint simply outlines the details of that plan of action. And so even if it is your life, it's your business, it's the vision, it's a relationship, there needs to be a blueprint for this building, a blueprint for what's being constructed, as we're talking about today, that it's time to build. And you know, when I was thinking about experiencing with others this concept of building, I thought about when I was in property management and real estate, and I worked for a developer, and I had the opportunity to be a part of the management team for a brand new development. And so I got hired on, and I was there, and the property was still under construction. But something that stands out for me, just like it happened yesterday, because it was such an imprint for me, and it really helped to expand my point of view around this joy and pleasure of fulfillment to see a vision, something that was once invisible. It was just this concept or thought on the inside of you, in your mind, in your heart, branded on your mind, and then to be able to see the manifestation of that come to life. And, of course, last week we spoke about manifesting. But when I was in property management working for this developer, I remember so clearly that there was great hype around the completion of this project. There were talk at the time, a lush pool setting that gave you a sensation or feel like you were at a beautiful, expensive resort in Las Vegas was the talk at the time. And this was, wow, probably about 16 years ago now when I was at this property. And it was just so amazing because you would hear the buzz and the talk around it. And one day the owner came to visit the property. And this day was huge because it was the day that we were, quote-unquote, unveiling the completed work of this beautiful, lush pool setting with the sparkling pool that had, you know, this, again, resort-style ceiling. There was a waterfall and just all of these intimate details. Because up until this point, he had not seen what he envisioned on the inside other than on, quote-unquote, plans, blueprint of what it would conceptually come out to be from what he had imagined. And I remember that he was standing over the balcony of the fitness center, and standing over the balcony of the fitness center, it gave you truly this aerial bird's eye view of the pool setting. And when I tell you, this was such an imprint in my mind because he was smiling with great joy and great fulfillment. And although I didn't speak with him, knowing what I know, I knew that he was experiencing the pleasure and the joy of his vision being fulfilled. And so when we're talking about it's time to build, I want you to know that once that vision has been made clear, it's then time to move into the execution of that vision. However, executing the vision has several different stages, but you can't get to that execution stage until the vision itself is absolutely clear. And that is that planning blueprint stage of really working on every intimate detail, outlining all of those details associated with this plan of action. So I can't execute on and build and develop until I'm clear on what are the details that I'm looking to fulfill? What are the details that need to be outlined for me to now move and take action on so that I can build and develop and construct? As you know, we spoke about that in this, it's time to build this building. It doesn't mean specifically always a physical structure of building. It can be a relationship that you're building. There needs to be a clear vision, a clear blueprint, a clear plan of action on where is this relationship going. Are we just dating for the sake of dating? Are we dating because we see potential that this could possibly be a life partnership? Again, establishing the details, outlining what is the plan of this action, this partnership that we're engaged in? What is the plan of this building process that I'm looking to construct and develop? If it's a business, you need to be clear on what is the business. As a visionary, we have to be clear on the details of the vision. If it's a book that you're writing, you have to be clear on the details. You always, with anything, you have to begin with the end in mind. And that is really what a blueprint does. This blueprint takes what you see on the inside and the invisible, and it now takes those various details and it sketches and writes it. Someone else can now see the details outlined in this blueprint, so that the next stage of building and development can take place and there can be a plan of action based on this building. I know when I was planning, for example, for our wind shop that we had on July 23rd, wow, how quickly time flies. We're moving to the next phase of our journey for those that participated in the wind shop, and we're now moving into our winner circle. But as it related to the wind shop, there had to be very specific details. I had to be clear on all of the different areas in which that I can now cast that vision for others to be able to catch and to be able to support. For example, I had to be able to tell the hotel, how do I want the room set up? They don't come to you and tell you how they want the room set up. You have to go to them. Someone's not going to come to you and say, this is how your business should operate. Yes, you can bring in experts that have a specialty in a specific area, but everything, each and every one of us as the visionary. Once we get that download for that vision, once we get that manifestation of that vision, that hope on the inside. And, you know, I heard something so key this weekend as I was celebrating the anniversary of the church that I'm in fellowship with here in Fullerton. And the pastor that was speaking shared something that I found so profound, and there were a lot of wonderful nuggets that were shared, but this really stood out to me because he said that headship produces leadership, and leadership brings fellowship. Headship produces leadership. Leadership brings fellowship. And I found that very interesting, and I thought how appropriate to bring in that dynamic, because each of us as visionaries, we are the leaders, the driver of our vision. That headship is the one that has given the vision. So we always have to be clear on who has given us the vision? Where did this vision come from? What has set us in motion, as we've talked about in previous installments of Motivational Mondays? Don't want to bore you with that, but simply want to make a connection that that headship is key, the ultimate headship. But bringing that down, as we're talking about, it's time to build, bringing that down to this stage of building and making the connection with the developer that I was sharing with you, he was the leader. He was a visionary. And so each of us as visionaries, we are the leaders. And if we are leading in the way that we need to lead, that leadership will bring fellowship and or followers of the vision. And so when you are clear in your vision as it relates to what we were talking about, the blueprint, now I can allow others to be drawn into my vision and they can support me with this building process. Again, remember, when we're talking about building, we're talking about to build or to construct, be it a relationship, be it a vision, be it a vision. Whatever that may be, whatever you have that needs to be built, whatever needs to be constructed, that there has to be a clear vision associated with that. And you as the visionary, you have to be the one that charges forward with that clear vision for others to be able to see, to be able to catch the vision and to partner with you and to walk alongside with you. As we're talking about, it's time to build. Here on Motivational Mondays today, we've established that with any vision that there has to be a clear blueprint, and that you as the visionary, you're the leader, that in order for you to bring others to you as followers that would fellowship and support your vision, you have to be clear on what that looks like. And so once the vision has been made clear, then it's time to move into stage of execution. However, it is important to understand that executing one's vision takes place in several different stages. Just as someone was looking to build and develop a structure, a house, for example, or a building, for example, there would be a stage of preparation. And so it is important for us to understand and locate, where am I in this building process? Am I in the preparation stage? Am I in the vision stage? What stage am I in? Because each stage will require something different of us. Each stage, there's a different process of building. There's a different process of constructing that's required in each of those stages. For example, the vision stage, the visionary stage, so that you can get the blueprint for the vision, that is a stage that only you can process through. No one can tell you what your baby should look like. You have to be clear on what, quote unquote, your baby, likening a vision to a baby, should look like. I couldn't go to others and say, what should my wind shop look like? What should 4 hours of power look like? Help me to define it. What does it look like? No, they're coming to me expecting me to be able to tell them what is 4 hours of power. What does that look? And so that vision stage of establishing the blueprint, you and you alone as the visionary, the leader charging this project, only you can determine that. If it's a relationship, only you can determine that. When you are considering someone for dating, which is simply gathering data, only you can determine, is there potential in this individual for a future? Or, nope, I maybe go out and have a cup of coffee, but that's the extent of it. So you as a visionary, you have to get clear and have the blueprint. It starts with you. And from there, you now get into the stage of preparation. What I found to be very interesting, if someone is developing a building, for example, that preparation pre-stage of development, there is a development application that must be completed. There are fees that must be completed. There are certificates of title that must be established and acquired for the subject land along with the site plan. And so you have to be clear on, in your preparation stage, what are those things that I need to do pre? I'm clear on the vision, for example, and I often like to make the connection with what's real for Coach Adams with the hope that it's something that helps you to relate, it becomes relatable, and you can really see, is that with, for example, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, the wind shop that was hosted on July the 23rd, there was preparation that took place prior to. Once the vision was clear and there was a blueprint for the vision, there was preparation that took place. It wasn't just that, we're going to have a wind shop and then we just jumped into July 23rd and that was it. No, there were preparation, steps of preparation that took place prior to. And so whatever your vision is, whatever your goals are, whatever it is that you are looking to build and to construct, you have to determine what are those things that I need to do in preparation of. For some, it may be, wow, I have this great vision. I don't know where to go with it. It may be that your first step may be to do some research. Of course, Google is the greatest source, one of the greatest. I don't want to minimize any of the other search engines or what have you, but many know Google to be the number one. And so you may need to start your preparation with doing your research to get a greater understanding of this vision that you now have. What would now in turn be my next steps of progression so that I can move forward and continue to execute? So regardless where you are in your stage, first you have to have clarity of that vision. You have to envision it. You have to see the intimate details. You have to outline it in a plan format, which one would call in the architectural ring, the arena, they would call that a blueprint. So you have to have a blueprint for this vision. You may be saying, well, Coach Adams, I'm not even clear on the vision. And that's why you have to step back and you have to internally go inside and get clear. You know, so often in my coaching practice, I will have individuals come to me and they want me to crystallize their vision. I can't crystallize your vision for you. Can I support with asking and helping with certain questions that draw it out and lead you to that place of getting clarity? Yes. But you have to do your due diligence, and you have to allow that vision to grow and birth in you, just state in you. When a woman becomes pregnant, she's not looking to everybody else to say, help my baby to grow. That seed is on the inside. She's responsible for nurturing that seed, taking care of that seed until it's time to manifest that seed. That manifestation is giving birth. And so that early stage is solely that mom and the baby that's in the womb. Yes, there was someone that played a role in that seed coming to life. There was a father of that baby. And so you have to know, as the visionary, who is the quote-unquote father of your baby. What has you set on this journey? Who has given you that seed of that vision that you're now caring for? You're now the womb that's caring for this vision to bring this vision forth. In order for you to build, as we were speaking on Motivational Mondays today, talking about it's time to build. And we've established that as a visionary, I'm the leader, I'm the one that is taking the charge, that I have to be clear. I have to take the thoughts and ideas and I have to convert them into a plan format, a blueprint idea format that others can now see. And I must understand that there are some pre-things that I must do in order to move forward with my execution stage in this building process. That my building process is simply looking at what am I trying to build or construct. We've established that it can be a relationship, it can be a business, it can be a vision, your goals, whatever that looks like for you. Yes, it can actually be a physical building. So I don't want to minimize and say that, no, it be that. It's whatever. Whatever means exactly that. Whatever you are looking to build and to construct. It could be your life. You may be saying, Coach Adams, my life is a hot mess, and I'm trying to rebuild. I'm trying to reconstruct, reestablish, whatever that is, wherever you are. I'm sure that everyone listening in, the central thread that all of us share is in certain areas of our lives that we have a gap, and we're trying to close that gap. So whatever your gap is that you're trying to build, it's time to build. That's what we're talking about, that this applies to you right where you are. That before anything can be built, there must be a clear vision that outlines what will be developed. We've talked about and established that the architectural term for that would be a blueprint. And simply put, that simply means that a detailed and outlined plan of action for me to move on. Once my vision has been made clear, now it's time to execute. However, in my executing the vision stages, and I must locate and be clear on where am I. Am I at the visionary stage? Am I now getting the crystallization of the vision first? Or am I at the preparation stage? This preparation stage is a pre-stage of development. There may be some things that are required. If you were building a building, you would have to get the application completed. You would have to pay the development fees. You would have to get the certificate of title, must be established for the subject land that you're now getting ready to build on. And in addition to that, you would also have your site plan. And so whatever stage you're in, what is the preparation that you need to do to continue to execute? As I was establishing, maybe it is you're doing research with Google. Maybe there's some pre-work that needs to take place. For most, it would be I need to establish my business plan. That's my pre-work before I can get into the next stage of building and development of my vision. Where are you in this process? What is it that you need so that you can continue to move forward and close that gap? My desire for each and every one of you, for myself, for us as a whole, is that we would continuously be taking the necessary steps required to close those gaps in our lives, to make our lives more strong, to build relationships that are stronger, to walk in our vision. As you know, those that listen in on a regular basis, anyone that has interacted with me personally or indirectly, you know that I have a passion for purpose. And so for me, it's like getting on that path of purpose. What does that look like? What were you placed on this planet to do? Getting clear on that. That should be the vision, that now everything is working around the development, the building, the constructing of the reason why you were created. There's a fire on the inside of you. What is that fire that's burning on the inside of you? You have such an interest in this particular area. Tap into that. Figure that out. Crystallize that so that you can now move into the direction of getting clarity for the vision so that you can do what you need to do to move forward and execute. The next stage of execution is the basic requirement, understanding what the basic requirements are. I want to give you some basic requirements that I feel really apply, and I've grown to learn that they're definitely things that you want to look at and really get clear of understanding these areas specifically. You may have other areas that you think, wow, I need to really think about that. And I welcome you bringing those to the boardroom today as we, when we open up our lines, share with us the wisdom and the insight that you have. And I'm just sharing from Coach Adams' point of view. What's interesting is that some of the things that I'm sharing with you, these are the things that one would have to evaluate as it relates to building a physical structure. There are many other things, but these are some of those things. The basic requirements, one, we have to determine the strength and the stability. The strength and the stability. This basically deals with the capacity. You need to determine your capacity for the vision that you have been given. Now, for me, as you know, for those that listen in, I never want to infringe my beliefs on anyone else, but I'll share with you, I am a believer. And so for me, my roadmap is the Bible, the Word of God. And so for me, I believe that God would not give any of us anything that we do not have the capacity to bring forth. Not in and of our own selves. It's not our own power and might. I believe that in Him, He gives us the strength, ability, which lends to the capacity that we need to bring forth that vision. If it's a relationship, there is someone out there that you have a special anointing for, that no matter what their stuff is, and vice versa, you're anointed for each other, you each have the strength and the stability, the capacity to deal with each other's stuff. Now, as it relates to a business, you have to determine the strength and the stability, the capacity for this? Do I have the capacity? Am I willing to fight? Am I willing? I love one of Shakespeare's quotes that I use often, to thine own self be true. So this evaluation stage, you have to be true for you, with you, you and you. Resistance. A building, they assess, can it resist the dampness? Can it resist fire, heat, sound, all of these various things? And so my question to you is, will you resist the dampness of life? This dampness, meaning when the storms of life come, will you resist? When the fires of life come and the heat is turned up, will you resist? When the sounds are being spoken that say you can't, will you resist? Basic evaluation, the strength and the stability that speaks to the capacity, resistance of the dampness, fire, heat, sound, and that's just to name a few. Resistance of the dampness, which I've likened as the storms of life. Resistance of the fire, the heat of life, when things get hot, and they will, and the fire is raging around you, and you're in the midst of the fire, and it's hot, it's getting hot in here. You know the song, right? So when it's getting hot, and the heat is raised up, and the sounds from the outside are saying, you can't, you won't, it's too great, will you resist? This is that evaluation stage, because as it relates to you moving forward, many would say, oh, I want to do the vision, yeah. But are you willing to pay the cost? I know this is Motivational Mondays, and you're thinking, Coach Adams, I want to be motivated. Where's the motivation and the inspiration? The motivation and the inspiration is found in you being able to locate where you are in this process. Why? So that you now know those areas that you need to strengthen along the way, those areas that you need to build and construct along the way, so that you will get on the other side. Protection is another key for evaluating, because when a mother has that baby in the womb, that womb is the protective area for the baby to grow. But when the mother gives life, that mother will do anything to protect that child. Will you do anything to protect your vision? Will you do anything to achieve your goal? What are the protective mechanisms that you have in place? Because when we are protecting something, we are protecting it from injury or harm. Really and truly, we're protecting it from the outside elements. For example, a building, a structure, they want to protect it from termites, for example. Is the wood sound, you know, are all of the provisions in place to protect from these outside elements? And so I want you to think about, in this evaluation stage, what provisions do I need to put in place that will serve as my guardrails of protection? Because this protection is key in my being able to fulfill my vision. You know, as a believer, I think about something that's so important, that the Word of God says, guard, protect your ear gate and your eye gate. And I've grown to understand and know that that is so key, because the eye gate and our ears are the portals to the soul. And so if my eyes see negativity, or my eyes see things that are not pleasing to my spirit, or hear something that's not pleasing to my spirit, a negative word or what have you, it now has taken a deposit into my emotional bank account, as Coach Adams calls it, into my soul, because it is, those are the portals. And so what is it that you need to guard against, to protect, to ensure that your vision will live? Durability is another one that's key. Each and every area must be durable. But again, all of this is to assist us into recognizing, to locate, where am I? It's time to build. I need to make sure that I have strength in each of these areas. You know, my mentors often talk about that. In the world only wants us to focus in on our strength. But what's key in what we're talking about today, it's revealing those areas of weakness. And if you work on those areas of weakness, you will become stronger for your vision. Because the reality is that we are only as strong as our weakest link. And so if I don't make sure that these areas are durable, that they're able to resist wear and tear, they're able to resist decay, I've now set myself up for failure as it relates to my vision. The next stage is then, of course, building. But before we get into this next stage, I want to pause and I want to invite you, our global listening audience, to chime in. Maybe you have a question or a comment around something that has been shared. Because, again, today on the broadcast, we are talking about it's time to build. And this gets Coach Adams excited. It really does. And I'm excited to welcome you, our global listening audience, into the discussion at this time. Ask a question. Make a comment. This is a time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are on an electronic device like your iPad, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, you do have to dial in. You would dial 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press again 1 to add yourself to the host queue. And I want to thank you for those of you that will take a risk and chime in. Don't be scared. It's a safe space. Get your complimentary coaching while the coach is in session. Make a comment. Share in this rich dialogue that we're having on today on Motivational Mondays around this subject of it's time to build. So our lines are open, and we'll be looking out for those of you that want to interact, ask a question, or make a comment. Meanwhile, let's have a quick summary review. What have we talked about in today's broadcast on this subject of it's time to build? We've talked about that we are the visionary of the vision, that it's important for each and every one of us to be clear on the details of that vision, that as the visionary, I have the responsibility to now take what I see internally on the inside and crystallize that in a format, like the architect would say, in a blueprint, so that others now can see in a plan format, so that others can now catch the vision and begin to support the vision because it's clear what is the vision. In addition to that, not only as a visionary do I have to be clear on the vision, I need to understand that as we're talking about building, that building is not just a physical structure, that I may need to rebuild my life. It may be my business. It may be the vision. It may be a relationship. That when we're talking about building, we're simply referring to anything that or constructed. But I have to be clear on what is it that I'm building, what is it that I'm trying to construct. And only you can get clear with that. And once you're clear with that, now you can move to the stage of execution. So the formation starts with you. You have to be clear as a visionary. And then you can now move to the next stage and start to execute on that vision. Again, stay mindful. Our broadcast is open. You can press 1 on your telephone keypad to interact, to ask a question, to make a comment. As we move into this next stage on building, we've discussed that there is preparation that has to go forth. That preparation as it relates to a vision, a goal, may be I need to do research. I need to do research via Google. With anything, you may need to do some research. Even in a relationship, that preparation may be I need to do some research here. I need to prepare to even engage. I remember hearing this beautiful story of a couple that I think they're just so beautiful that he said, I did a little research for I actually approached. He was doing some preparation before he approached. What is it that you need to start preparing? We said that when a building is developed, there's preparation stages, those pre-stages of development. Before I can now build, I have to now develop certain things and prepare certain things in order to now build. Like in the industry for building a building, there's the application. In a relationship, you may need to take that application. If it's a partner, you may need to take that application. In life, you may need to assess, where am I? Whatever that looks like, develop an application. The application must be completed. The fees must be completed. Whatever that looks like for your preparation. We, of course, are talking about a building specifically, but we are relating that to life, business, a vision, whatever that may look like for you. Does that make sense? Are you connecting with what Coach Adams is sharing today on Motivational Mondays? Are you really getting what we're talking about? As we're talking about, it's time to build. Again, you're welcome to interact. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question, make a comment, 1 on your telephone keypad. As we continue the richness of what we're discussing on It's Time to Build, we've established the vision must be clear. I'm the visionary. I must have a clear vision. In addition to that, that there are stages of building, that we must know what stage I'm in. I must locate myself. Am I in the preparation stage of development of my building? Or maybe I'm in the next stage of evaluating, and we're still in this execution process. Now I'm moving. I'm taking action on my vision. I'm taking action on what I've crystallized to be clear, and I'm moving in the direction of closing this gap before me. And we've established that in this evaluation stage, there are basic requirements that I must look at. I must look at the strength and the stability, which really speaks about the capacity. Dan, will this vision, will this relationship, will these goals, do I have the capacity in me to resist? As in a building, they're looking for resistance of dampness, resistance of fire, resistance of heat and sound, just to name a few. And I made the connection with that in life, can I resist the dampness of life, which we're saying are the storms of life? Ooh, I love it. To me, that is so rich when you think about and make the connection, because we need to evaluate. Can I resist the fire of life? When the fires start to rage all around me and the heat is now penetrating, can I resist? And, of course, you can resist. You have the capacity to resist, but the question is, will we resist? When those negative voices, the sounds, again, we're talking about resistance, the sounds, when we hear the sounds, will I resist the negative voices? Those voices that I feel do not lend to my being able to bring this vision forth. As I shared early on, when I was in property management, I remember the developer. Early on, there were the sounds of the voices that would say, you know, you're really trying to do too much for an apartment community. It's a bit too much. Those sounds, the negativity, the doubts, the naysayers that would tell you, you can't. We have to protect, guard our ear gates, guard our eye gates from those outside elements and those forces that would cause us to abort our vision, that would cause us to quit in the midst of our vision. We have to make sure that we are in a place that we are, quote unquote, durable, meaning that I must do whatever I need to be able to resist the wear, the decay of life, of stuff, by making sure that I continue to grow in being more durable. The one thing Coach Adams can say at this stage that I'm learning, the more I grow through, and notice I said grow through, the more durable I become. Some people break. You know, when I think of being durable, I don't know what age range you're in, but when I was growing up, there was a little thingy called Gumby, little green, and you could stretch Gumby. I mean, you could stretch and stretch Gumby, and Gumby would not break. Why? Because Gumby was durable. How durable are you? And so we have to evaluate, as what we're talking about at this stage, when it's time to build, I have to evaluate and locate where I am. Now, we said the importance of this is so that I can now work on those areas that I need to strengthen to make sure that I am strongest in all areas, not just one area and focusing in on my strengths, but I'm looking at, I'm locating, so that now when I move into this stage of building and laying my foundation, all of the pre-stuff has been done and the foundation is now solid. The foundation that's being laid for building is strong. And now when I establish my framing and I'm now building up, my foundation is strong because I've done my pre-work. I've evaluated and located those areas that were not as strong, and I've strengthened those areas that I needed to bring greater strength to make sure that I was able to increase their capacity, so that now when I lay this strong foundation of the relationship, of foundation of my life, of the relationship, of the business, of the vision, whatever it is, that now I can truly build because I've made sure to do what was needful behind the scenes to make sure that now the foundation is strong, I'm able to build up, and this is going to make sure that as I'm building, the framework will be strong, the framework will complement my foundation, and all of those various intimate details of what needs to take place in between, because, of course, it's not just any building, it's not just the foundation and the frame. There's insulation. There's all of these various things. Ultimately, where we are trying to go when we're talking about it's time to build, all of us want to get to the finishing and the design. We want to see the end result. Like for Coach Adams and Motivational Mondays, the end result is that you're getting something from coming together each week that's supporting you with your vision. You are getting that weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week that supports you around your vision, around that connecting of your purpose. 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, the end result was that you got that live experience that you could take, and it was impactful. You had an encounter that supports you in moving to the next stage in your vision. That's the finishing and the design. So I know that Coach Adams has shared a lot with you on today with Motivational Mondays, And I trust that you've really gotten some great insight on this subject of it's time to build, understanding that there are foundational things, preparational things that have to happen before I can move to this next stage of building, and that ultimately all of us are trying to get to that place of what? The finish line. We all want to finish. We all want to see that we can make it on the other side. And the illustration that I gave with Gumby gave a good illustration of that, because we should all be able to be stretched. You know, my mentors often state that we have to be willing to be stretched out of our comfort zone, and that faith requires that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. This is that stretching out of my comfort zone. And so, are you able to endure the stretch? Well, that is what we are looking at when it comes to building. There would be different things that are going to come up, different obstacles, different adversity. Are you equipped to handle the building? Absolutely, you are equipped. Why does Coach Adam say that? Because I believe we would not get a vision that we did not have the capacity to bring forth. We may have to grow in certain areas. There may be others that would join in partnership with us. But as a visionary, we would not have been given that vision if we did not have the capacity to bring the vision forth. It's not going to be easy. And many of us, we get caught up. We want it to be easy. It's not going to be easy. We're going to have to fight for it. We're going to have to really make sure that we endure. That's why it's important to know who is and remains the father of that vision that was given to you. Well, wow, how quickly an hour of empowerment passes us by. Prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays. I want to let those of you that are in the social networking community, that there is a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum that has been established for you, and we want to continue this dialogue. Maybe you didn't ask a question. Maybe you didn't make a comment, and that's okay. I know that it's uncomfortable for some. Some just want to come and soak and receive the wisdom. I get it. No worries. But I want you to know that we want to, when we're asking questions, I've grown to understand that this process of T-quacking really shows that I'm consciously processing around so that I can make a choice, so that I can make a decision. And so I want you to know that we invite you to continue this dialogue with us socially through Facebook and our Motivational Mondays forum. It's a group. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, and I want you to know that I want to stay connected with you, and if you are not already a part of my network, I ask that you would please visit coachadams.com, add yourself to my database, adams.com, coachadams.com. I want you to be aware that Coach Adams does have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success twice a year. In January and July, we host a live empowerment win shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win. We just had that July 23rd, and we are now in preparation for our next win shop. I know you're thinking, wow, it's 6 months down the line, but you can save the date now. Put it on your calendar. January 28th is our next targeted date for our win shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adam, which truly was a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. In addition to that, group coaching is available, one-on-one coaching, speaking, training, you name it, it is available. And every Monday, you can come and log on right here to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and receive your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. I want you to be aware that in the coming weeks, we have some dynamic guests lined up right here on Motivational Mondays, and you don't want to miss a single episode, so continue to tune in. We thank you for tuning in today to Motivational Mondays. As we prepare to close out today's broadcast, this is Coach Adams signing off for now, one who inspires. I coach and you win. And again, we thank you for tuning in.